I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Amazing FBA. This is the third of five parts, very small mini series, but really, really small, but powerfully packed with very simple business principles, but which I think you're going to find are very, very practical. They're just rules of thumb or intelligent questions that you can ask, really. And sometimes question is the most powerful tool that you can have. So today we're going to talk about the third of three ways to increase your income. This whole series is about increasing your profits. So there are only two ways to increase your profits. Just to reiterate, it's going to be increase your income or decrease your costs. Is that simple? There are only two ways, and there are only three ways to increase your profits. We've talked about two of them. One is to get more customers, which is the kind of most obvious one, and that's where Amazon is fantastic. But we kind of got to be clear about what we're doing with borrowing customers as individual business owners. We don't really gain customers unless we start adding to our own email lists, and we need to be cautious how we do that. I can talk more about that in other places, but that's broadly speaking the big picture thing of what we're doing, what we're aiming at. The second thing we do is then try and increase the average order value. So we've talked about doing bundling, we've talked about doing multi-buy offers and promotions with tiers, which can work really, really well. And then there's also more tricky things, which is like also bought with and trying to upsell things, which is hard for us to do on Amazon because we don't really control the customers. They are Amazon's customers, and it becomes quite clear when we try and do more sophisticated strategies like this. The third and final way to increase the income and thus increase your profits is to increase the AOF, which is the average order frequency. So we've had the number of customers, the AOV, average order value. Now we've got the AOF, average order frequency. And by the way, props to Dan Bradbury for introducing me to this concept quite a few years ago now on a mastermind, which I went to, which was really, really powerful and helpful. If you need a mastermind to introduce you to powerful and extraordinary business ideas that you wouldn't otherwise explore in depth, then you might want to check out Amazing FBA's own London Mastermind. We're going into our fourth meeting now in December. There are a couple of places left at the time of recording. There may not be when you check it out. That I can't vouch for. But if you're interested, it's amazingfba.com/mastermind, MASTERMIND. If you struggle to spell the words master and mind, then I don't know, maybe you're not going to be cut out for this success anyway. So check it out, guys, if you're interested. So coming back to the case in point, the average order frequency simply means how often somebody buys from you, right? Now, one of the most fundamental things you can think about when you're starting off, and this is why these are powerful, simple concepts that you should apply throughout your business thinking. One of the most powerful things you can do is to simply pick a product which is more likely to have people order more frequently. So for example, if you're going doing supplements or like pet supplements or whatever obscure niches people do now, shampoo, whatever, I'm trying to think, like body cream, you know, anything like that, that you is there renewables, or there's things that get used up and people need to order again and again. That can be a fantastic choice if you want to build a sort of empire and really have income streams coming at you again and again. Now, a couple of caveats. First of all, those tend to be pretty competitive spaces. If you're on one of them and it's not competitive, fantastic news. I would say if you're just starting out and if you've been in this space a while, this is going to sound completely naive but and obvious, but don't try and source stuff like that from China. I mean, if you're going to put it on your body or in your body, the general rule is you source from the USA if you're selling in the US, or you source from UK or Europe if you're selling in UK, or for that matter in Europe. Kind of obvious stuff. Now, I would extend that to not just your body or on your body or in your body, but not just human bodies, but pets' bodies as well, or generally animals. So however obscure your niche is, if you've got something renewable about it, that can be a really powerful thing. So that's the first thing to think about with a product choice. Now, if you've got a non-renewable product, in a sense, then there are two kind of halfway houses to that, which I would say I've had a bit of an experience of. One is that you can simply have products that get used a lot en masse. So I'm not going to reveal what my products are, but and I don't think anybody should publicly either, by the way. It's not a good idea. But if you have one of this, you're quite likely to need 10 or 15 of this thing that I have. So it's not so much renewable as people will come back for more in the future sometimes, especially if you develop a relationship with them, which is really the main clue, that for this sort of thing to work, you are going to need to basically get more control and make this Amazon's customer your customer. Now, you've got to be very careful how you do this, particularly in the States, because Amazon's getting super fussy about the terms of service. And understandably, because A, they're acting their own best interest as a company. And while we may not like that, that is business sense. I mean, so it's logical at least. And the second thing is, they are protecting their relationship. The Amazon is protecting their relationship with their customers by making sure their customers don't get hassled or, you know, otherwise annoyed by people like me or you, i.e. the people who are the third party sellers. And that makes sense because by keeping their customers on side and keeping their trust, they can keep their crazily high conversion rates. And that is something we all benefit from. But having said that, medium to long term, you really are going to have to just build a list. They always say that the oldest saying in the world that I've come across in internet marketing, which is a reasonably recent industry. I mean, it's only existed for 20 years, and that was pretty basic in the early days as well. Can't say I've been involved for 20 years, but I've been kind of aware of it and following it for 20 years and involved for a few now. So yeah, the money is in the list is never going to go away as a saying, because it's pretty much still true. And even it's just true, even now it's still true of email lists. They are probably worth more than Twitter followers, Facebook fans, etc. Having said that, my personal experience with podcasts, which is again not as old as email, although it's not particularly recent, and video, is that also people who follow such things can have a value. Now, you can develop all of those things for your brand over time. Getting off Amazon and developing an email list, you are going to have to go into some gray areas or simply just break terms of service, and that risks your account. So you got to think through what you're doing, the risk reward ratios. If you're in the UK, I think it's probably slightly less scarily, you know, vigilant when it comes to Amazon and their enforcement of their policies. But you've got to make those decisions for yourself. One other way you can build an email list is simply by driving a traffic through Facebook and Facebook advertising campaign, getting email addresses there, and then driving people on towards Amazon. And particularly in the modern, that is to say the modern, I mean, this is a really compressed timescale now. I mean, the last sort of couple of months in terms of the terms of service in Amazon.com, i.e. the USA, and how it's developed and has now just come over to Germany as well, Amazon.de, the incentivized review ban pretty much forces you to find alternative methods to drive traffic to get reviews anyway, so that you step around those terms of service. And in that case, during that process, you might as well gather your emails as well. So just to summarize, guys, the three ways to increase sales, these are not the only ways to increase profit. Remember, there are two basic ways to increase profit. You increase sales and you decrease costs. We'll be talking about the costs in the next video, okay? Very important piece. Don't miss that. But for now, how to increase your sales, more customers, average order value. We talked about last time, we talked about average order frequency this time. And as we get more and more into the more profitable ways of doing it, increasing average order value, you can do some of it on Amazon, some of it you need to be off Amazon. For average order frequency, to really get control over that, the more you can get off Amazon, the better. So it gradually pushes you towards off Amazon ways of selling, so marketing channels such as Facebook or whatever, and eventually off Amazon sales channels such as your own e-commerce website. So that's the basics for how to increase your income. Now I've got two basic ways to decrease your costs, and there are basically only two forms of costs. Can you guess what they are? Have a think about that and check it out in the next video/podcast. Ciao. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.